Even though threats increase for IoT devices, very few of these devices are designed with security in mind and security first. Azure Sphere is. And Jewel from the Azure Sphere team is here on the iShow today to tell us how Azure Sphere implements defense in depth. Hey everyone, thanks for watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host, and we are shooting from home these days and I have Jewel on the IoT show today. Jewel, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Jewel, tell me, what are you doing at Microsoft? Which team are you working for? We're talking about security in depth today on IoT devices, but tell me a bit about yourself and your team.
So I run the security team for Azure Sphere, a new system-on-chip design to handle security for IoT devices.
Cool. And for how long have you been doing that?
I've only been at Microsoft for about a year now. However, my background has been security for over 15 years. Most has been vulnerability research, which is actually helpful for helping secure a platform.
Okay. But was it actually related to IoT, or is anything specific to IoT that actually made you want to work in that team?
It was taking my knowledge from being offensive to being defensive. So I actually wanted to go from attacking things over to protecting.
Interesting. So tell me, so why do we need to have this notion of defense in depth for IoT devices in particular? Why are we doing all that work to secure these devices?
It's very common nowadays for IoT devices to be used for botnets and be able to take over remotely because they're Internet of Things. They're always connected to the Internet. The idea of the security in depth is to allow for multiple layers of security. So even if you have a break in one layer, the device and the system is still protected.
Okay. And systems are not designed like that already today?
They haven't been for years. The whole idea of security actually is still on consumer hardware, and people are concerned about laptops and desktops and your browser and your operating system. A lot of people don't care about what a webcam's doing or what a router is doing or what some other IoT device is doing, because the vendor assumes, hey, put code on it, no one's going to care, and let it run. There's no future updates, there's no future protection for it, so if there's ever a flaw, now you have an abusable system that never has a new protection or fix.
I see. And you know, with the digital transformation that all enterprises are going through these days, we indeed see more and more of these devices being connected. So tell me about Azure Sphere, and how is Azure Sphere addressing the principle of defense in depth?
Azure Sphere is implementing 7 properties that Microsoft created for having a highly secure device or highly secure platform. Mm-hmm. That's anything from having a hardware root of trust to having a very small amount of code on the system itself, having multiple layers of defense, all the way through being able to have renewable security. Example, Azure Sphere, we guarantee full updates to the system for 13 years. That's very uncommon for current IoT devices.
Indeed. So, and tell me a bit more about these layers. So the update is one of them. My understanding of that is also this notion of being very close to the root of trust, being like on the hardware itself. So there's also that notion, we have other videos talking about that, of these two cores. One is where the Azure Sphere OS is running. That's the one that is updated, by the Microsoft services. But tell me a bit more about these various layers that Azure Sphere is providing.
So the hardware root of trust that you mentioned, every time a chip is initially turned on during manufacturing, it burns into internal eFuses a public-private key. The public key is the only part that's accessible. Even if you have full control of the system, you can't access that private key. But we can use the hardware encryption to verify that we're talking to that device. So when the device itself checks in with the cloud, we end up having the cloud ask the device, go sign this piece of information and verify you really are you. this allows us to build on top of that principle to then validate what is writing on the device and validating the actual signatures of all the system components. This allows us to guarantee not only what the system is running, but if it's not running anything that we allow, we can force updates and force it to sync back up to what is proper.
So, some sort of a watchdog, basically, right? Making sure that only authorized pieces of software are running.
Yeah, because everything is signed and validated and checked before they actually get executed. So all those signatures go into the hardware itself, and we're told, here's what's currently being used, so that when we check in with the cloud, there ends up being a hash back to the cloud of, here's everything that we identified as being valid on the system.
Okay.
If everything has been modified, then you can't pass the signature check and things don't work.
Simple. Actually, I like when things are yes or no. Security is better. So let me ask you another question. So Azure Sphere OS is based on the Linux kernel.
Yes.
And so Linux, I mean, and there's like various distros out there and so on. How much work have we been doing as Microsoft within Azure Sphere to secure that Linux kernel, and how much of the actual existing security features are we leveraging?
So the Linux kernel itself, we actually have it running with only 2 megs of memory for the Linux kernel itself. So we've actually trimmed it way down. We've turned on all the security features that we can. At the same time, we've extremely minimized the amount of code in the actual kernel too. So I think our current kernel is on the order of about 2 megs total, 2 or 3 megs, along with the 2 megs of physical memory. Most kernel systems don't even have a far more space than that. So part of the security is just minimizing how much is even there to even attack.
Yeah, so less attack surface, basically. Yeah.
And we've built on top of that other modifications. Case in point, nothing runs as root except for kernel. Even the init process that starts other processes does not run as root.
Okay. So, yeah. So, basically, full control over that. And applications, anyways, when you develop an application, they don't run directly on the Azure Sphere OS, correct?
The applications are developed similar to a Linux application. They are a Linux application itself running. Mm-hmm. The interesting part is that we don't have any form of command prompt or shell for the system. There is no remote SSH, there is no remote connection. All that's running on the system is the kernel, some of our services, and the user application that was developed.
Okay, so yes, even less attack surface there. No entry port, basically. Apart from, and we'll talk about that, apart from the update from the cloud, right? Because we're going to talk about the cloud services that play a key role in keeping that system up to date. Mm-hmm. Before we jump into that, applications maybe think about the build system, right? My understanding, and I want to understand that better, when we discuss this episode in terms of, you know, what we're going to talk about, is this notion of expanding security into the build system. So there was only that sentence in there. So tell me a bit more about what does that mean, extending security to build systems. Is it for the application developer on his side in Visual Studio when he builds his app, or is it on our side when we build the actual Azure Sphere OS, or is it for the hardware manufacturer? How does that work?
It's both our build system and the customer build system itself. So we have multiple layers that go through. So start with our build system. Our build system nightly checks for any current CVEs because our whole system is built on a lot of open source. Example, we use WolfSSL. So we have our nightly build system go validate all new CVEs. If we detect something, we have an instant bug alert. We have start working on a patch, get into the system to have an instant release. If it's critical enough, we can do out of the band. Otherwise, that patch will be in the next monthly release. We do a monthly cycle for updates. Mm-hmm. The other part is we have full control of the compilers and the tool chains and system checks. So we validate things like ASLR is turned on. We validate things like stack protections are turned on. On the customer side, we're providing them the tool chain for building, which means we have those on by default. Mm-hmm. And even if a customer goes and forces them off, we have on the cloud side, when they push their update or push their binary up to the clouds, that goes and checks and validates, are all these security things that we require in place to to keep someone from accidentally turning something off or having a less secure setup.
Okay, interesting. So that actually triggers a question about what's the role of the cloud. You just mentioned updating from the cloud. So we have this notion of a security service for Azure Sphere. And it's something that my understanding is, and we had a video with Kitty on that, but that service is available for the customers using an Azure Sphere device for free for, I think, 10 years or something like that. But what's the role, actually? You were saying in the build system, we detect, you know, threats and we update the system. But the security service itself, you know, who manages that? Who pushes the updates and so forth? So how does that play into the security of an Azure Sphere board and system?
So an Azure Sphere device will check in with the cloud, or at least attempt to check in every 24 hours. When it checks in, the cloud will say, here is, you've indicated what version you're running, and we validated that. Here is the latest version you need to go download. And this is both for the base operating system itself and the customer applications. So we'll push to the cloud the latest version of the release. Next time the device checks in, it pulls and gets the latest version by itself. If the customer pushes a new version of the binary, the cloud also will make sure that the system gets updated as soon as possible for the new binary.
So talking about, you know, the cloud service pushing the updates. So we have different parties involved in the Azure Sphere scenarios. There is us, Microsoft, you know, creating the Azure Sphere OS and the architecture for the device. But then there's also a silicon vendor, a manufacturer that creates the chips that will go on a board that is very much integrated by a hardware vendor. And then there's the final customer. So who's doing what in that security updates? You know, there's an application, there's the OS. What is everyone's role in securing the Azure Sphere solutions?
So we work very closely with the hardware manufacturers and hardware, the actual makers of the chip itself, as to what's required in the hardware and hardware design. Any of their drivers, they will provide to us to get into the operating system itself. Mm-hmm. Microsoft's responsible for keeping the operating system secure. The customer application, we do as much as we can to guarantee security of their application as far as that we can do. We can't prevent them from writing poor code. We can do things to complicate attacks on the system, even if there's poor code involved. So we have extra layers of protection. Example, any memory that is marked as writable for writing data cannot be made executable. It's very common for attackers to try to write data out to memory and then jump to it and start running code. We actually have protections in the kernel to help prevent against that and complicate those type of attacks.
Interesting. Is that basically, you know, I know there's many other things, but is there a couple more things that you want to name that make Azure Sphere really particular and different from any other solutions out there? We initially talked about the fact that, you know, security is, people think about security for IoT, but the implementation is a different story. Azure Sphere brings security in depth on IoT devices. What is really particular beyond the philosophy and what you described, maybe a couple more points that are really specific to Azure Sphere and the way it secures IoT devices?
A couple of things we do to help secure the operating system. We actually fuzz every part of the operating system possible, and they're constantly fuzzing different parts of it, and not only components, but the full system. On top of that, we have multiple different stack analysis for the code itself. So anytime there's a code change for the operating system, it goes through a full check of the full system for any form of stack analysis for bugs and flaws. This instantly removes low-hanging and easy-to-attack areas and makes it much more difficult to have vulnerabilities and problems on the system.
Yep, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, Jewel, I think that's a lot of topics covered here in a way we're securing devices with Azure Sphere. Do you have, like, last one about, you know, where to get started? What is your recommendation for IoT developers in general, for IoT in particular, for Azure Sphere?
Easiest is probably looking at the SDK in our samples on GitHub. You can already go buy development kits. So going to our GitHub and look at the samples to get going on how to develop on it is probably the easiest way.
Awesome. Well, and we'll add that link in the description, something like aka.ms/IoTShow/AzureSphere. Jewel, thanks a lot for joining us on the show today and for giving us that insight into security in depth for AzureSphere. I hope to see you soon again on the show for maybe demos and more about security on AzureSphere device. And for everyone who joined today, thanks for watching the IoT Show. Do not forget to subscribe. Thank you.